This is Twit.
Let's talk about high-res music. I want to review something that I got from my friend Neil Young. Maybe you remember the Kickstarter for the Pono player. Neil Young, the rock and roll star, has been talking about this for at least a couple of years. I saw him on Letterman more than a year ago talking about his idea that people aren't getting all the music that they should be. He says, you're not hearing what we're making. He wanted people to have the experience of the music the same way a musician might have the experience of the music. And to do that requires a number of things. First of all, you got to get rid of the MP3 and the AAC, the highly compressed, digitally compressed music, and start moving to a format that's closer to the original masters, in some case, identical to the original masters. So I'll call them high res. Sometimes they're called high def. These are tracks that are often distributed at a higher quality even than a CD quality. I'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But then you have to have hardware that could play it back, and your Mac, your Windows machine generally can't. They need specialized playback hardware, digital to analog converters that can handle the high resolution files and play them back. And then, of course, the last step in the chain is something really good to reproduce it. You're not going to play it back through your little computer speakers. You either need a great stereo system or a great pair of headphones. The world is changing. A lot of us have been listening to iPods on kind of, let's face it, not the greatest headphones for almost 20 years now, 10, 13 years since the iPod came out. And just in time, here comes the Pono player. So as soon as I heard Neil talking about this for a long time, as soon as the Kickstarter project went up, I pledged $400. That's what it costs to be an early adopter. It's actually what it still costs to get a Pono player. Finally, they're starting to come out. They're starting to ship. In fact, you could even go to PonoMusic.com and order one for yourself. They come in aluminum, yellow, seems to be the only color right now. And again, you'll be pre-ordering for early next year to get your Pono player. What is the Pono player, and why is it so strangely shaped? Well, for one thing, they are putting high-quality circuitry in here. They're using high-quality digital-to-analog converters, DACs, very high-quality headphone amps. So this, by itself, reproduces high-resolution music as accurately as possible. You'll have to go out and get a good pair of headphones. It doesn't come with a headphone. It does come with music. Every Pono player comes with one Neil Young song. And depending on which one you bought, if you bought it on Kickstarter, you may get other stuff. He signed up many, many musicians to put their albums on the Pono player. In fact, the music community, I think, has really been embracing this idea of high-res music. This is a Neil Young signature edition. You can see it says it's got his signature, and it says limited edition. 251 of 500 players. Truth is, I'm not sure that's such a great deal because you can see the fit and finish are a little bit rough. These are obviously the first Ponos out of the factory. The Pono players itself has a touch LCD screen that you can use to select songs. It will import music. It won't work with iTunes. You will have to install the Pono Music World app, which is available for free for Pono owners on the site PonoMusic.com, and then synchronize. Synchronization is fairly slow. This is a USB 2.0 device, and these are really big files. And yes, of course, it'll play your MP3s and your AAC backs, but it's mostly designed for high-res files recorded in the Apple lossless format or FLAC, which is the kind of open source format that I use and I think is probably the best choice. Not for quality, but just for compatibility going forward. So I've put a number of albums on here. You see the album art is carried along. Some of these tracks I purchased from Pono Music. Most of them I purchased from other outlets, HDTracks.com. I also, Bowers & Wilkins, the English stereo speaker company, also has something they call the Society of Music. That's where Peter Gabriel has been selecting songs. This is one of the great albums of all time, Peter Gabriel's So. And they're using the remastered edition. And then these are, as far as I know, the original master recordings. Most albums these days are recorded digitally using a PCM, uncompressed PCM format. And generally are recorded, let me explain first that a CD, when you get a CD, it's the recording technology used samples the sound 44,100 times per second, 44.1 kilohertz. And each sample is 16 bits. But when they record these albums, they record them at a higher resolution. This album, for instance, was recorded at 24-bit samples and 48,000 samples a second. The highest resolution this will play, and the highest resolution I've ever seen, is 192,000 samples per second at 24-bit. In fact, many of these albums are recorded that way. This is Michael Jackson's Thriller. So the ability to listen to what is essentially a master recording is really exciting. You'll also find some other differences. For instance, generally, the audio compression is less on these. Now, the use of the term compression can be confusing. There's two kinds of compression. There's the digital compression that makes a file smaller, MP3 or AAC. And then there's audio compression that reduces the dynamic range. It makes the quieter passages and the louder passages the same sound. And all the music you hear on the radio, almost all the music you hear on your iPod, is compressed heavily in that audio fashion. It gives it more punch, and it sounds better on the radio, but frankly, it harms the musicality. Less so in pop music, significantly in classical music. When you listen to a symphony by Bruckner or Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, you know, the Rite of Spring begins with a single bassoon playing in a whole orchestra, and then ends with the entire orchestra playing at almost top volume. That's a huge dynamic range. And you're not going to hear that on an MP3. You really aren't. But believe me, when you listen to those songs on an appropriate piece of hardware like the Pono Player, you hear more definition in the music. You hear more airiness, a much higher dynamic range. The oboe is quiet. The full symphony is loud. And you hear it all. You almost feel like you're in the middle of the concert. And while there is some discussion over whether high-res music really sounds better, and probably for an old man like me, it doesn't sound as much better as it might for somebody with younger ears, I definitely can tell the difference, and I really enjoy the difference. Albums in high-res format on Pono Music World will probably cost around $18 or $19. That's a premium of maybe $5 over the CD in the music store, if you could find a music store. It's not hugely expensive. And albums that are recorded carefully, like this Norah Jones Come Away With Me, in digital format, just sound beautiful. So the review of the Pono Player really is much more than just a review of the player. It's really a discussion of this whole notion of, can music sound better? And if you buy better quality music and you play it back on a better piece of hardware like the Pono Player, and you listen to it on great headphones. I've been using my Edimotics in-ear headphones. They're very good quality, about $300. I've also been using even more expensive headphones to listen to my Pono Player, things like my Hi-Fi Man HT560s. That's a $900 pair of headphones. Now, one thing you should probably note is that headphones, in-ear headphones like these, which don't require a lot of juice, work fine with a Pono Player. But a magnetic planar headphone like the Hi-Fi Man, you can use it. You're not going to get a lot of level out of it. You're probably going to want to add an amplifier, a good quality amplifier, in between the Pono and your headphones. The Pono comes with two outputs. There's no digital output, and that makes sense if you think about if this is a digital to analog converter. That's really a lot of what the Pono does. So it has headphone level out, and it has line level out. You can plug that into your stereo. If your existing stereo can't handle these high-res songs, you can think of the Pono as a kind of an external converter that will convert the high-res songs and then pass it through the line out into your stereo for later listening. I've tried it that way. It turns out my stereo, my Onkyo 616, has excellent digital analog converters that can handle high-res music. So I just put the high-res music, in fact, all of these songs on USB, and plug the USB key into the Onkyo receiver and listen to it, and it sounds fantastic on a big stereo system with nice speakers. You'll definitely hear the difference, but you'll even hear it with good headphones on the Pono Player. So let me talk a little bit about the pros and cons. The pros, it is a way of putting really high quality music in your somewhat oversized pocket. Great for a car if you have an analog input to your car stereo or your home stereo system. If you don't have a DAC already. It's a good headphone amplifier. The digital analog converter in this is a very high-quality one, widely praised by audiophiles. I think the user interface is pretty good. I've got to say the desktop software is a little wonky. It's early days yet, and sometimes the Pono doesn't show up on the desktop as easily as it should. Some of it's a little weird. This software is based on Android, at least as far as I can tell. It seems to be the Android file system. But it does some fun things. It generates automatic playlists, 100 random songs you'll see there. There is no random I don't think there's any random playback otherwise, but you can use this 100 random songs playlist. Songs imported this month, not recently played, recently imported, that kind of thing. It's a decent player. We've come a long way since the iPod came out, and most players nowadays are probably going to be very similar in usability to the iPod. You can turn the level up and down. Let me plug in some headphones so you can see it, with the big plus and minus on the front of it. It has a nice indicator as to the level. You know, headphones like these Edemotix run pretty well at about 50 to 75%. With the higher impedance headphones, you're going to want to turn it up all the way. You can pause by pressing the middle button. It does not work with the special controllers designed for the iPod. You'll have to do it manually. In a way, it's a little bit of a primitive portable music player, especially if you're used to an iPod or even an iPhone to play back your music. But it does do something that the iPhone and iPod can't do, play back those high-res files. We're seeing more and more phones that can. But remember, it's not merely the ability to play the files. It's the ability to play the files well. And I'm a little concerned about the quality of the digital-to-analog converters in some of these phones that can do that, such as the Harman Kardon edition of the HTC One. Sony's making a Walkman similarly priced that also plays back. We reviewed it earlier that plays back high-res files. So there will be competition for the Pono. In fact, there already is. Most of it's very expensive, but a lot of it will come down in price, I think, now that this is established as a $400 product. So it does play back the music. It sounds great. The DAX and the headphone amp are good, adequate for in-ear headphones or earbuds, Sennheisers, that kind of thing. You might, if you have a high-impedance headphone, need a separate headphone amp. The cons, it's very expensive, $400, and you may already have this kind of capability in your stereo system, in your phone, or in another portable player. So there are other choices in that regard. But all in all, I want to say buy this because I want to support this notion that music can really sound a lot better. It does. It really does sound a lot better if you listen to high-res music on the proper hardware. You shouldn't buy it unless you can hear the difference. So I encourage you to listen before you buy if you can find somebody with some high-res music and some good playback equipment, see if you could tell the difference. A lot of people probably can't. On the other hand, it's also a learned ability. I believe that we've all gotten used to the junky sound of MP3s. And in fact, I couldn't really tell the difference until I actually sat down and started to pay attention, got some instruction from people as to what to listen to. And as you start, it's like drinking good wine. As you start to listen to better and better music, you're suddenly a little more aware of what you're looking for and of the difference. And I think there really is a difference, and it really is worth going for. So I'm going to say buy this if you don't already have a way to play high-res music back. I'm excited about the future of music. I think we may look back in a few years, now that there's plenty of storage, hard drive space isn't limited, bandwidth is for the most part pretty high. We don't need to compress these songs as highly as we did with MP3 and AAC. We could start to listen to uncompressed music, which sounds a lot better, and maybe even for some of us, uncompressed high-res music, which sounds about as good as it gets. So I have a feeling we may look back in time and say, yeah, an MP3 era, that was a terrible time, wasn't it? Anyway, I think a buy for the Pono player, and I thank Neil Young for making the effort to bring this product to market and getting us all to think about the music we listen to.